Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, I want to welcome everybody to the call today. You know, it's exciting when we do these calls, and here's why. Man, I'll go through my day, and just by the end of the day sometimes, I'm emotionally drained. And then I remember that 9 o'clock the following morning, I've got a live radio show to do where it's going to be on leadership, it's going to be on motivation, it's going to be on strategies, and I get hyped, I get excited. My cohorts today are all on other projects. Mark has some insurance guys that he's dealing with, and Jim's out flying and training our good Army boys how to fly those Apache helicopters so that they can protect us and keep our freedom safe. And so today I'm all by myself, and we're going to be focusing today, as most of you know that have been hanging out for the last few days, we're going through the book, and John Maxwell is just a mentor of mine. Dalton and I will be in Atlanta here in less than 2 weeks, working with the Catalyst team, getting ready for the big conference, and John will be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. But his book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, follow them and people will follow you. And we're in chapter 5, where we're talking about the law of addition. And I think this is important because it says leaders add value by serving others. And you guys have heard me say this over and over, you know, that leadership is about servanthood. It's about serving others. It's about adding value to other people's lives. And when we do that, when we realize that it's not about us, that it goes back to that old Zig Ziglar analogy of the more people that you help, the more money that you will make. That is truly, I can attest to that. I can attest to it in my own life. I can attest to it in all of my business associates, all of my friends, and I see that Mark got done with his appointment here. Mark, you can attest to this. We have seen over and over, the more people we serve, the more money we make.
It's 100%. It's a paradox. You have to be willing to give it away to get it here, and it's a natural and universal law, and I've seen it happen in regular business too. You know, when you take care of others, you're taking care of. I can even recall something very profound outside of the network marketing profession, where I had a huge bank balance in a brick and mortar business I was running at the time. Yeah. Then I looked at my account, and the checks stopped coming in the mail. So I looked at my accounts payable, and I started writing checks, and the checks started coming in again. So when you give people what they need, you're taken care of.
You know, and to prove that point, there's a lot of people that may not remember the old Price wholesale clubs, but what they will remember is Costco, because Costco is like the fourth largest retailer in the world. And guys, here's a pure form of servant leadership. The founders of Costco decided that they were going to take care of their employees better than any other company. And literally, this is a big deal. This is an average. Their employees make 42% more than any other company out there. Sam's Club, Walmart, I don't care what it is. And what they have found is by paying them more, by giving them better benefits, by taking care of them, they stay. They have the best employee loyalty of any of the big guys that are out there. Folks, I'm telling you, when you take care of your team in network marketing, the sky's the limit. There's nothing that your team won't do if you take care of them. If you do what you're supposed to do, if you add value to your life, the founder of Price Club, Jim Sinegal, says, it's improper for one person to take credit when it takes as many people to build a successful organization as it does. You know, that one of my pet peeves, and Mark knows this, is when I'm talking to top players in this industry and I hear them say, I have built, because none of them have built organizations worth 10, 20, 30, 100,000 people. You know, none at all. Even my good friend Orrin Woodward, who wrote the book, Revolutionary Leadership, you know, I love what he does because he always gives credit to his top generals. And he's got guys like Chris Brady and Dickey and all these guys that have been with him forever. I mean, from the early days of Amway when they were just getting started, and they built a multi-million-dollar empire within the Amway organization before they went out on their own. And these guys are still with him today. They've all succeeded. And he tells people, if it weren't for the ones in the field, we'd have never been able to do what we're doing. We'd never be able to enjoy the benefits that we enjoy because it is the team. I knew a couple of three people, And I went out and talked to them, and one of them, my closest and largest general of them all, is Mark. And he went out and talked to a few people. And the next thing you know, we've built this really cool-looking organization of a bunch of people out there building stuff. And one day, Mark and I turned around and looked at each other and said, you know, this is kind of cool, but we've attracted over 40 six- and seven-figure earners into our organization. These are people that are earning massive amounts of money. They have large organizations in their own primary companies. They just like what Mark and I happen to do. They love the services that we offer. And they've come over here and been a part of our team. They've helped us succeed. They've told other people about it. Folks, that's what it's about. Just yesterday, Mark, I had a guy contact me via email and say, Troy, you know a lot of people in the industry. This is the type of company I'm looking for. I'm in South Africa. Can you send me to a leader? I was able to pick up the telephone, make one phone call, tell the vice president of training of a specific company, hey, I've got somebody over in South Africa that wants to join your company. I'm telling you, he'll be good. And that boy was on the phone calling South Africa, taking care of business. That's adding value to other people's lives with no strings attached. I don't make any money off that. There's nothing that they can do except spread that love as a friend. And I think, I don't know, I think that's what it's about. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Paul Orbison who was legendary with the company with Excel Telecommunications. We'll mention that name because the company's not around anymore. And at the time, he was brought up on stage and given a check in excess of $1 million for 1 month's business.
Hmm.
That was pretty significant. And people ran up to him and said, Paul, how did you do it? He says, it wasn't nothing I did. And he pointed to six people on the front row, and he says, you better ask those folks because they're my leaders. They're the ones who built it. And that's a valuable lesson because you have to give praise and credit where it's due, and then people will follow you.
You know, it's ironic that you bring that up because yesterday, I had a gal over on the blog, and she had written to me and said, Troy, I can't get a guy to join my Zango business. He's decided he wants to join Fortune High Tech, and I heard that they're a Ponzi scheme. So I wrote her back, and I said, let me set the record straight. Fortune High Tech is not a Ponzi scheme. It's one of the most wonderful network marketing companies out there, and I shared Paul's story with her, and I shared the fact that this is a company where people – even if they don't recruit people, because of all the products and all the services and all the stuff that he has, they're actually making $4,000 or $5,000 a month just retailing services out to the retail people the way a network marketing company is supposed to be done. And she wrote me back and said, man, I'm so glad that you shared that information with me because I would have hated to have spread erroneous information. I said, well, that's what we're for. And I think that goes back to what we're studying today about adding the law of addition because – the motives of a leader is what will determine what type of addition or subtraction they make to their team. You know, if you look at what a leader does, and you can ask a lot of leaders, and you're going to hear all kinds of different responses, but here's some of the things that you'll hear when you ask a servant leader, what is it you're supposed to do? And they'll say, well, we're the ones that lead the team. We're the ones that make the, you know, kind of guide the direction. We make the organization run smoothly. We make money for the shareholders if they happen to be in a publicly traded company, or they'll say something. We make it better. We make things better than the competition, or we're here to help lead the win. But when you get right down to it, here's the bottom line for a servant leader who wants to add addition to his organization. The bottom line of leadership, and this is from John Maxwell, isn't how far we advance ourselves, but it's how far we advance others. And I get so excited day in and day out when I hear things from people at all levels in this industry, Mark, in all the different companies out there that will email or they'll call or they'll leave a comment and they talk about how they've read something, they've heard something, they've listened to one of our radio programs, and it's changed their lives and it's helped them to advance in the way that they are. And I think that just shows that every morning as we get up, whether it's rain, snow, sleet, doesn't matter, we're on the radio, we're sharing with people because we understand what the law of addition is all about.
And when people in your organization reach up to you and, you know, return a phone call, you know, you see in everyday mortar business, people put people on hold, they call back when it's convenient. This is a business. If you want to make big money, it's a business of inconvenience. It's a business of going out of your way. You know, on my instant message slogan, you know what I have there. It says, "What would Braveheart do?" Now, folks, short of falling on the broadsword, I'll do just about anything for my team. And notice I call them my team, not my downline, not my organization. We're in this together. And that's the attitude I always try to foster.
Well, and that segues right into how can we add value to people's lives? How can we help them change their lives? And folks, if you got a pen, you might want to write this down or come back and listen to the archives. The first thing we can do is we add value to others when we truly value others. You cannot look at other people as just a code number, as just a paycheck, as just an additional amount of money that's going to come into your account today. You have to look at people the way they are, and that is friends. That's people on your family. It's part of your community. The second thing that you've got to do, and I think this is just as important, it's so valuable, is that servant leaders that add addition, the law that practice the law of addition, they add value to others when they make themselves more valuable to others. See, if you think leadership is just the rank advancement that you've gotten, and you're not out there growing every day, then you're losing it. You know, one of the things that I realized as a father years ago is that I can't do it by myself. I need that loving mother with me to take care of some things. And then I realized that the two of us couldn't do it all, and I took Dalton with me. I offered this to all the boys. Dalton took me up on it. Took him to Catalyst, and I've let other leaders influence his lives in a bigger way than I could ever do that. You know, when you add value to other people, and you make sure that value is growing, that they all of a sudden realize that you're worth following, then you're going somewhere. The third thing is we add value to others when we know and relate to what others value. Guys, this goes back to that old adage you've heard Mark and I and Jim and everybody use. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. When you understand what trips the trigger, what turns them on, what gets them excited, what they get up for every morning to walk this earth for, then you can add value to their lives because it's not about you. And, you know, it's one of those things that true inexperienced leaders are quick to lead by knowing anything out there, but they lack the experience of understanding they have to know about their people. And a mature leader, somebody that understands the way things are, will listen, they learn, and then they lead because they understand what that person needs. The fourth thing in adding value to living the law of addition is that we add value to people's lives when we do things that God values. Now, some of you may be saying, oh, here Troy and Mark go again down this spiritual path. Folks, there are certain laws in the universe that cannot be changed. I don't care what your spiritual background is. I'm telling you that when you're doing things from a position of what's best, what would God do? What would He have me do? How does He control my life? I'm telling you that will reflect in the people that you attract. And when you do that, all of a sudden you see that life can be a lot more contentful and that you're going to be adding value to more people's lives. All of a sudden you don't have enemies out there. You just have a massive amount of friends. Now, Mark, you and I have been down this road, but you know, what would you add there? Because I know, man, you're a deep spiritual person.
Go out and separate yourself from your business today for about half an hour. Take a walk in the world. Look at nature. Look at nature breaking up through the concrete, defeating what man has put over nature by putting concrete there. And you say, oh, look at that thing cracking up. You know, no, it's growth coming through there. And tell me that regardless of who you believe in, that there wasn't a creator of this all, that it just happened randomly. If you can absolutely prove to me that all of this was random, I'll take back everything I've ever said.
I think you're onto something there. And you know, it reminds me one of the ancient scriptures from the Old Testament. And I'm going to use this, folks, because this isn't something anybody can get upset about. It's just one of the Psalms, one of the beautiful poems in the Old Testament. And it was written something like this. It said, "When I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped for a visit. I was in prison and you came to me." You know, those are all, I think, attributes that we can all appreciate. And when we talk about doing it God's way, that's what we're talking about. You go a little extra mile. It's kind of like Dalton last month when he was trying to raise funds and he was trying to get stuff for this young lady who was burnt out of her apartment or burnt out of her duplex. You know, that wasn't something he had to do. That was just something he decided to do. It was one of those little things, a little calling in his life. Folks, we're all that way. When you're on a team in network marketing, if you want to live by the law of addition, you don't turn your people off. Now, I understand some people take up more time than others, especially when they're young and they're getting started in this business. But you know what? There's going to be days when you're going to be a father. There's days you're going to be a coach. There's days you're going to be a drill instructor. There's days you're going to be a financial counselor. You're going to be a marriage counselor. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, you know, and for years I didn't believe that. And then I realized that the women in this business that succeed, they roll all those roles into one, and that's why they're so good at what they do. But sometimes the men in the industry are slow to get started, slow to earn their money, and even worse yet, they're slow to keep the money because they just try to use all the sales techniques out there, bring the people into the business, and they go in a different direction. Folks, you got to do like Mark said. They're a team. You work with your team. You know, Coach Dungy, who I'm going to see up here at Catalyst, you know, when Michael Vick got out of jail, he didn't turn his back on that kid, even though the kid had screwed up, made mistakes, and disobeyed the law and went to prison. No, instead he said, "I'm taking him under my wing. I'm going to get him on the straight and narrow. I've talked to him. He's got a humble heart. He's sad. He's there's sorrow. There's remorse. And we're going to get him back up to where he needs to go." You know what? That's the sign of a leader. That's a leader, a servant leader, who said, "You know, I could make one mistake. I could bring this kid in. He could ruin my reputation. Heck no, we're not going to do that. Let him go somewhere else." Or he does what Coach Dungy did. And he said, "It's not about my reputation. I know where I'm at. It's about helping this kid through a hard time so he can go on out there and fulfill the life calling that he has, both in the NFL and after he retires." That's what servant leadership does. That's the key to servant leadership. And I may not always agree with things. I mean, crying out loud, I know Mark don't always agree with things that I do, but you know what? We're each other's strengths. We're each other's rock when we're out here in this business. And the one thing that Mark and I have found, and this is why we've added added value to each other's lives, there's not one time that I can think of, and Mark, correct me if I'm wrong here, but when you've disagreed with me or I've disagreed with you, nobody in public ever knew that. It was privately that we hashed out those concerns with each other, and on a united front publicly, people never knew that we might disagree. We just worked it out behind the scenes, come up with a compromise, and kept growing our organization for the last decade.
Well, yeah, that's 100% correct, Troy, because, you know, as associative as we are, we look at the world sometimes through our own lens, through our experience of the day, what's the side of the bed we woke up on, and sometimes we have to step back and hear the other perspective. But yeah, you'll hear rumors out in the world all the time about all kinds of people, but you'll never hear anything about us because it's just, you know, it's like family, man. We just take care of business at home.
That's the name of the game. So, folks, as we draw the call down to the last 10 minutes or so, let's look at how we can apply the law of addition to our own lives. Because as we've told you in the past, we do these calls and we go through the trainings that we do because we need to make sure that we're still staying sharp and that we're still growing and on top of things. So, you know, get you out a pen and paper, because here's the first thing you can do. You can lead with a servant's attitude. Because, see, when you have a servant attitude, it will start to permeate through your leadership style. You don't want to be too quick to say yes. You don't want to be too quick to say no. You want to learn that there's a reason somebody's asking you for something. There's a reason that you're here. So you want to sit there. You want to look at the situations in your life. You want to see how you serve others. Or if you haven't been serving others, then you want to start. You want to look at how do you respond to the needs of other people? How do you respond to their wants and their desires when they come to you? Do you become impatient? Do you feel resentful? You know, or do you believe that certain tasks are beneath your dignity or your position? See, do you just blow things off? As Mark said earlier, do you not respond to people when they're reaching up to you? See, if that's what you're doing, then you need to change. You need to go and you need to study and you need to grab the book and you need to get the workbook and you need to learn to have a servant's attitude. Because if you will start practicing living by the principles and the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, I guarantee you the people around you are going to start to see those small acts of service. They're going to start to see when you reach out and say, hey, how you doing? They're going to start to realize, hey, he's giving credit or she's giving credit to the team. It's no longer about his organization, but it's about our team, our family. That's the key. And when you do that, you'll start to see that other leaders will be attracted to you at all phases of your business life. And they will continue to grow and grow, and you will continue to grow. And not only will you grow personally, but your income will start to grow. And I think that's a true key. And I know I always go back to Mark and I go back to Jim and Johnny, because these guys are my partners. And I'm talking about guys that I've seen. I mean, we're talking manly men. We're talking about alpha males. You know, guys that were street brawlers, guys that have shot the enemy in Apache helicopters. They've had those hard fist fights. You know, they ride motorcycles. You know, they love as hard as they play. But inside of every one of these men, and this is what attracted me to them, is that they have a servant's heart. They reach out when others are hurting. They protect the underdog. They're there for their team when they need to be. Folks, that's the kind of leader that you have to be. The second thing, if you want to apply the law of addition to your life, is the people that are closest to you that you value the most, you know, what do they think about you? See, if you want to apply this law, you need to go to those people that are closest to you, people in your church, people at work, stuff like that, and look at the people in your life. And then start asking yourself, what do those people value most? What do they think about me? And do I know them? See, if you don't know what your people value most, if you don't know the little things about your friends, about people on your team, then how in the heck are you going to be able to go out there and lead them in any direction? And guys, I'm talking about such small things. I'll use this as an example. I know where Jim Gilhouse's favorite watering hole is when he's riding his bike with a net on the Emerald Coast. I know exactly where they stop off. I know the town they go to. They hang out with their club buddies, and they have a blast. I know that Johnny, I know so much about his family. I know that what the one key element in his life is that motivates him to do some stuff, because he wants to give back to his dad. I know the love that Mark Layton has for Jane and the sacrifices that he went through when she went through some breast cancer a few years ago. I know the love that he has as a dad and how he picks up Tanya every day from the train station. I know so much about Mark Layton. I know his favorite pizza hangout, his favorite barbecue hangout. I'm telling you, folks, when you know this kind of stuff about the people you're in business with, now you've got something. Now you're sitting there and you're realizing you're a leader. If you don't know the stuff about this on your front generals out there, you need to be getting on the telephone. You need to be listening. You need to be asking some questions. You need to go use the old form method that we talk about all the time. And the third thing that you've got to look at, and this, guys, this is so important when we're looking at this. You need to make this part of your lifestyle. This is huge. Begin with those that are closest to you and start thinking, what's the one thing today that you can do to add value to their life? What's that one thing that would make such a huge difference in their life that without a shadow of a doubt they would know how much you care? You know, is it just sending them a little e-card, maybe from Hallmark cards or something? Or if you're in send-out cards, send them a real card, have them come in the mail. You know, is it making sure that their wife's okay or their daughter or their son? What is it? You know, what is it that you can change, that you can do today to add value to somebody's life? And Mark, I know we've got 3-4 minutes left, but I want you to add on these points because I've seen you do this. You've built organizations. You've been in this thing since the 70s. What other tidbits from a servant leadership to add addition, to add value to people's lives would you add to this?
Send a birthday card. You know, call them randomly if you haven't seen or heard from them in a while. Just check in. You know, ask them about people that you know are in their lives. Just call to say hello and shut up. You know, I'm on the phone with people a lot, Troy, and they say, "Mark, are you still there?" And I say, yeah, I'm just listening. You see, people are so used to being interrupted in the world that when someone actually stops and listens to them, they think that there's something wrong, that there's nobody there. So, I mean, it's refreshing. Try it out. You'll see you'll have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, you hit that right on. You know, when Paige and I go down the beach, when we're sitting there in the truck or we're walking, 99.9% of the time, it's her talking and me driving. And she'll be sharing with me, folks, a new idea for one of her up-and-coming books. And she can see it so vividly that she will tell me the story from the start to the end. And every now and then, as I'm driving, she'll say, "Are you listening to me?" And I'll say, "Sure, I can hear you." And she'll say, "What did I just say?" And with the same emotion that she shared the story, I will give her back that same emotion and I will share what she just said. And you'll see a little smile come on her face and then she starts talking again. And it never fails that 3 or 4 weeks will go by and we'll be down driving again and she'll say, "Honey, you know, we were talking about this story the other day and I've had so many thoughts going through my mind, I forgot about what I said was going to be the climax, the catalyst in the story." And I'll be able to quote it and tell her exactly what, and all of a sudden that boom. And she realizes just how much I care, that I care so much about her career, that I'm taking time to listen. Now, trust me, I'm not the perfect husband that you read about in a romance novel. But there are certain elements that over 22 years I've started to realize, hey, this is one of her love languages. This is how I can add value to her life. This is how I can make sure she knows that I appreciate and I love her. Folks, that's what you have to do with every person in your life, whether it's a person on your team, whether it's a person in your family. You have to know, you have to understand what's going on. I had the same situation happen, Mark, this last week with a good friend of mine I hadn't seen in 25 years. And we were sharing things, and I was able to pull stuff up that was just memorable moments that we had shared as kids, and we were always buddies, just great, great friends. We'd go to movies, go out to eat, you know, no physical attraction, just good friends. And she's drop-dead gorgeous. And she said, "You know, I'm so glad that we finally connected again." She goes, "I've lost my dad. I don't have a big brother. And you really are showing me after all these years." And this gal's had it a little tougher than you and I have, Mark. Poor gal's been married 3 times. And she realized, you know what, there's some guys out there that just love people unconditionally for who they are and what they are. Folks, you got to add value. It's not that Mark and I are the experts or Jim's the expert. We just know what works because we've been there. We've got the hard knocks. We've got the bullet holes, the scars from the knife fights. Go out there today and love on somebody. Go out there today and add value to their lives, because if you will do that, then tomorrow when we start talking about the law of solid ground, how trust is the foundation to leadership, it will start to make sense to you. You will start to get it. You will start to realize what's going on. Man, go out there and have an awesome day. Go out there and live life with passion. Never give up. And we will see you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., right here on Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.
Goodbye, everyone.